This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
All right, so I just spent the break getting yelled at by Orestes Estrada. Roy Bellamy has texted here through the chat. Excuse me, just wrote in the chat. You don't want to deal with an angry Orestes Estrada.
And he's right. I mean,
He just spent 3 minutes yelling at me because he claims we stole his Arroz Araña song.
We didn't steal anything. Jeff Passan did. Tell him to bring it up with Passan.
Okay, no, he's going to bring it up here in a second. Wow. Yes, he demands to be on air. So we're going to do this in a second. But first, we're going to go to Christine Lisi.
And finally, a scientist in Antarctica managed to find a date through Tinder with another scientist who was camping 45 minutes away. How about that?
All right.
Well, how about that?
That's the way life should work in the romance department. We're going to get to your Tua calls in a second. I also have to get to Stugatz because this has been unbelievable that the one time, I don't even know how you guys want me to handle this because the one time that you asked me, because I told you off air that Mina Kimes was doing very well with her picks, the one time we went public with one of those picks,
yeah,
it was the Atlanta Falcons against Green Bay. They did not cover, and everyone got mad at me for jinxing it, got mad at me for losing them money.
Right.
This is what I'm telling you that Mina Kimes has done this year against the spread week to week. She picked three games every week.
Okay. Yep.
3-0, 3-0, 2-1, 2-1, 2-0-1, 3-0. She's 15-2-1.
Wow.
Against the spread.
Perhaps you'd like to share those with some of her friends.
Last time I did this, you told me not to do it because it ended in calamity. You guys all took the Falcons. You all ended up losing. You all ended up getting mad at me.
I'm not saying that she should release them on air. I'm saying perhaps a private text to me with three picks. I mean, listen, I went 4-0-1 last week. I'm sharing that with everyone. You're welcome, by the way.
That wouldn't jinx you. That's not a jinx. If you get them personally, it's only when we give them to the entire audience.
So far we're 0-for-1 when we give it to the entire audience. If she gives me one pick and we lose, I will tell her not to give me another pick again. Is that fair?
Well, she already did.
But she shared it with everyone. I want a private pick for Mina. Pick. Yes.
That is not what I don't know what deals you're making negotiating with me for Mina's picks. But Orestes, thank you for joining us. You were yelling at me during the break. You were cursing at me during the break.
Yes, all of that. Yeah. All
right. Because
you stole my, our friendship. This is, I feel like a cross between the Godfather and Manny, you know, from Scarface. I mean, it's kind of a crossover there of the two movies, if you can, then again, Al Pacino is the tie-in. And then, you know, I had the Macarena song. I came up with it. I sent it to you graciously. Thought it'd be funny. Hey, have me on the show. Then next thing I hear, Jeff Passan is singing my song and then doing it as Elmo.
I believe you called him Bleeping Kermit the Frog during the break. But let's hear.
First, I said yes. I called him singing and presenting Bleeping Kermit the Frog, which is. You know, the only other way that I think this is terrible, I feel like some long-lost Cuban that, you know, from Iowa that migrated to L.A. and had a script, a show script, and he handed it to the big fat guy that went to jail. What's his name again?
Weinstein.
And Weinstein takes it. Yes, Carlos, I'll get right back to you on that one. And Carlos goes out the door. He thinks he calls his friend Danny down in Miami. He thinks he's got a deal. And Weinstein, whatever, Weintraub, goes and takes it. I have a great script, a great song.
All right.
It's exactly the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
I was actually thinking that earlier.
It is not the same thing. Hold on a second. Let's play the Elmo song that Jeff Passan did for us. Let's play it for Orestes.
Every time he takes a swing, it is a thing that's gross up Burma. Run and run the bases, he's assessed as a hyena.
Now, we've got Billy and Chris in the chat. Billy's saying you've got to sing your song and we'll decide who's better. And Chris is saying he has to sing it if it is really his. So yours was more limited, though. You didn't do you didn't have
my
like.
Mine was short.
yours is very short.
Yeah, it was. I did it and I sent you the, you know, I was doing a demo during the Yankee series on our boy, you know, Randy Arozarena, and then describing his swing. And then at the end, I said, man, he makes me break into a dance. And I go, you know, he hits a home run and he runs around the bases. Hey, Arozarena! You know, and it's in there, it's on the video. It's catchy as hell.
It was first. Know, I can't dispute it was first. You sent it to me before Passan unveiled it. But Chris and Billy don't seem to like it very much, though.
This seems like a classic first is the worst, second is the best situation, Arrestus.
What did you come up with? What was yours? I don't understand. I only heard the Elmo Big Bird one version. That's all I've heard.
All right. Well, the Big Bird one was better, I think.
Was it?
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
I care about you. Don't do this. I'm sorry, Arrestus.
You might have insulted me a little bit.
Did you listen to Roy? I mean, come on, Bill.
All right, Arrestus, get out of here. I'm sorry that we stole from you.
Hey, listen, by the way, my team, obviously, you know, I'm a big Tampa Bay guy, and they are what an incredible young team that is. Obviously, they're going up against a big monster, but they're winning with my boy Blake Snell tomorrow night, and they're going to push it to a game seven. It's going to be dramatic, and it's going to be great because we're going to win. And then, oh, by the way, just to add, because I know you're talking football, we're going to take that and then trifecta, put your money on it in Vegas. Tom Brady and the Bucks going to win the Super Bowl. Oh, my. Wow. I got to go now.
All right. See you later.
Some hot takes. I like that.
See you later. Mike is very busy calling Arrestus Estrada and taking terrible Tua calls. So, Greg, you're on ESPN Radio. Yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
Come on to be Marino. Please don't come and go.
Oof. Woof. Woof. These are now perfectly, and purposely bad.
Well, we're 1-for-2 now. I mean,
I believe we're 0-for-2. Dove, you're on ESPN Radio. Dove, go ahead.
One, you're like a dream come true. Two, I love you. Three, girl, it's plain to see Fitzpatrick's heart is still with.
All right.
No, we are 0-for-3. But Mike, you realize Mike at this point is now purposely, because we've made his job so much more difficult with everything else, just lobbing call after call after him. Usually we've got everyone in the studio doing all of this. You realize he's lashing out by giving me the most terrible one.
You can go to Jeremy.
Jeremy, you're on ESPN Radio. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah.
What were you, just Scott Stapp? Were you Creed there? What was that?
It was awesome.
I believe that's just Pearl Jam.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. There was Eddie Vedder.
Yep, 3-for-4.
Tua. Need more lyrics, man. That's actually promising.
786-456-4837 is the telephone number if you want to get in with some Tua songs. By the way, the Steelers beat the overwhelming Titans, even though the Steelers had a 3-turnover disparity in the wrong column. Ben Roethlisberger, wow. They just went to Tennessee and won. And I don't know which team has more ways to beat you, Pittsburgh or Kansas City, because Kansas City yesterday with Mahomes under 100 yards, 0-for-5 on third downs, they were up 27-9.
Yeah.
With Mahomes giving them next to nothing. Which team do you think is the one that can beat you more ways? Because Pittsburgh's defense is great.
Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Tampa would be in that category as well. I'm going to say Kansas City just because Mahomes is so great.
I know that Tampa Bay with Antonio Brown, adding Antonio Brown, I know that off of yesterday's game, it's impressive. But I would just ask you to consider on two fronts, two things. One, Tennessee playing an unholy number of games in a short period of time, sure, because of COVID, and the Raiders' entire offensive line being sent home right before that game for COVID. And you're like, that's going to impact the result. How could it not? Tampa's defense, before they can get pressure on Aaron Rodgers, and how is that not going to impact people? The fact that the entire offensive line is being sent home right before the game.
That's a team that beat the Chiefs when they were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Don Lebatard.
Dave Coulier is with us. Did you see the Shandling documentary Judd Apatow did?
Stugatz.
Yeah, I was in it.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
As a responsible sports radio show, we should be talking about Odell Beckham and his torn ACL out for the season. But instead, we're going to do this with Javier. Javier, you're on ESPN Radio. Go ahead, Javier.
Good start.
Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth.
All right, hold on a second.
You get on a better line. No, I want to hear
that. Hold on a second. We want to hear the song.
We can fight through it. I think it's going to work out for us. Let's keep doing this.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, just power through, Javier.
Power through. Let's see. Can we do this for 3 full minutes? Is your song 3 minutes long before we get to our next sponsor? Go ahead, Javier.
The whole song? You're doing the whole song?
Just whatever you feel like, man. This is going great.
It started so strongly that we want to follow this into the sky because we believe that this is the way to the future right here with your crackling phone line of death. Instead of talking about the Odell Beckham injury, we believe that your song can send us soaring to new heights that you will soon be able to find on ESPN Plus.
Jesus, man.
On November 9th, ESPN Plus.
I got to get around to fixing that line 5.
Jesus.
You got the song, pal?
Go ahead, buddy.
Yep.
All right.
Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yeah, that was actually quite beautiful. All the phone sound crackling.
Yes, we got a single tear in our eye. All of us do. Each one of us has one single tear in our eye. We can't get one single good call to sing to a song. Not
could
one.
Have seen this.
We are casting a net all over the United States. I was hoping to do this all week, though. I didn't expect to immediately go to it.
When I originally trotted out the idea with Chris, we were thinking people could call in anytime, not just during the show, and record them, and we'd play the best ones. Yeah. But you know,
yeah. You don't exactly measure consequences when you throw out your ideas. You want to go to Christian?
Not really. I want to talk for moment about the Falcons.
You're sure you don't want to go to Christian?
Christian, you're on ESPN Radio, Christian. Go ahead.
Tua Tagovailoa. Vailoa, Tua Tagovailoa. Vailoa, Tua Tagovailoa. Vailoa, Tua Tagovailoa. Vailoa, Vailoa, Vailoa. Tua Tagovailoa, Vailoa.
786-456-4837. If you want to sing to us songs, I understand that we should be talking about OBJ and his season ending knee injury, but the telephone number is 786-456-4837. Stugatz, do you believe that after yesterday's result and the recent history that we have seen, that every single one of the people leaving the Atlanta Falcons locker room on their way home is saying to themselves, I'm simply a loser. I'm a loser.
Like even Julio Jones?
Everyone, all of them. Yes, everyone. I'm talking about staff. I'm talking about wives. I'm talking about everyone. You lose that way. Does everyone drive home? Kids in the back seat. Daddy, why are we losers? We're losers, right? All we know how to do is lose. Like everyone laughs at us. The Lions are laughing at us. The Lions are laughing at us. The Lions allowed us to score a touchdown. We weren't supposed to score that touchdown. We scored a touchdown because the Lions knew they were going
to
beat us.
They were so close to being champions.
They were up 28-3 on Belichick and Brady. They were up 28-3 in a Super Bowl. That's not a three-score game. You're 28-3. You make every touchdown and every two-point conversion. You still lose.
There is such a great photo. Kevin Clark put it on my timeline of all the Lions players surrounding Todd Gurley, just sort of like wishing he would actually go in, and Gurley trying to fight the force that's pulling him into the end zone. Because keep in mind, Todd Gurley is a smart football player. In his past, he has one of these where he goes down before the goal line.
Yes.
He was trying to go down before the goal line, but something was pushing him to the end zone. That's something. was the Falcons.
I want you guys to understand something.
He did it as a Ram.
I want you to understand what happened to Todd Gurley yesterday.
Oh, man.
Todd Gurley is only in Atlanta because he's lost a step, and they needed him to lose another one.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Dan Le Batard.
I failed.
Stugatz.
Thanks for trying.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
We've got a couple of show celebrities who want to get in here with their songs. But first, we got to go to Christine Lisi and her crappy kazoo music intro.
And finally, after he fatally shot Alexander Hamilton, Aaron Burr returned home and ate bacon and eggs. Speaking of returning home to eat bacon and eggs.
I don't do that. I'll take it right here in my pockets. I'll bring it right into work. I don't need to go home. I got bacon and eggs in my pocket.
In your pocket.
Thank you for being on with us, Christine. Again, we've got a couple of show celebrities waiting to chime in. And what I'm telling you, just to make Mike Ryan's job a little bit harder, I want to do this all week.
All right.
Because this is Tua week in Miami. It's been 20 years since this kind of hope was anywhere around here, because this kind of hope.
Hope on a football field.
Yes, on a football field. In a dolphin.
Generally speaking, it feels like 20 years.
Yes, in a dolphin uniform. And so we're going to get to see whether Tua is indeed what Herbert and Burrow have been, because he's supposed to be in their class, and the Miami Dolphins have seen enough in practice to think that he is, because they're 3-3 in a wide open division where the Patriots are worse than they've been in 20 years, and the Bills are led by Josh Allen, and you trust him at your own peril.
Man, Herbert set that bar so high, though.
He really has.
It's incredible.
So first up, and I'm always hesitant to do this, but Lorenzo, who works for our show up in Washington, D.C., you're on ESPN Radio. Go ahead.
I might be flying too close to the sun here, but here we go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. When you step up in the place, hey, yo, Miami steps correct. Tua, Tua, got you all in check. He's all good with his hip, now protect his neck. Tua, Tua, got you all in check. Can't wait till
he's
November
nervous.
When he wrecks the
hear,
jet.
I can
Tua,
hear.
Tua, got you all in check.
What song?
50 throws of his hands up in the limbo, but respect. Tua, Tua, got you all in check.
What song are you singing?
That's Wuha, got you all in
Migo.
Check.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Migo.
Of course.
That's a good shout, though.
Tony Collins, you are on ESPN Radio. He sounded so nervous, so breathy. Tony Collins, go ahead. What do you have? What do you have?
I got a Selena Quintanilla remix here. Como las tuas, tanto amor me diste tua, se marchito, pero ay, tua tonga bailoa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good job, Tony.
The death of Lorenzo that is always right around the corner. Good talking to you, Cassidy.
Hey.
All week long, I want to do it. 786-456-4837. Stugatz didn't merely do hey, he did a couple of finger guns afterward.
Hey.
Always a lot of fun. Stugatz, do you remember, I was having this conversation with Mike Ryan a couple of weeks ago. Do you simply remember at all the Virginia Tech quarterback experience that was Logan Thomas? Do you remember a big,
yes.
It started early in his career, beefy, muscular quarterback for Virginia Tech, not very good as a quarterback, got drafted as a quarterback, Arizona, put him in the game, and it's as bad a quarterback play I've ever seen in the sport.
And now flourishing at tight end. Yes, I am familiar with his work as
a
quarterback.
I discovered, just like I discovered yesterday, that Chad Henne was a Chief, I discovered 2 weeks ago by asking Mike Ryan, wait a minute, is this giant guy who's running around out there for Washington the guy who was big at quarterback at Virginia Tech, but not giant by any means? Like, it seems to me that he's gained 50 football pounds going from quarterback, and he was sizable as a quarterback. But he wasn't this, where he's one of these mutant athletes, where you take one of these tweeners from basketball who wasn't much of a player in basketball, and you put him at tight end because he becomes unguardable. Like that, I don't know how you're supposed to guard that Waller guy for the Raiders. Like, oh, man, what are you supposed difficult. To?
And how tall is he? No, but it's
all of them. It's Jack Doyle. It's that Andrews guy running around for the Ravens. Like, the tight end is now sort of like this slightly slower power forward who is, you know, they're all Antonio Gates.
Waller is 6'6".
They're all Antonio Gates. But what I want to know is I want to understand how John Gruden has Waller and says, you know what I need? Jason Witten. I need to go Witten.
In case he goes down, though, Dan. I mean, Waller's a downfield threat, former wide receiver background. You need someone for that three-yard button hook.
Do you realize that there was a minute there where we were watching the Tampa Bay Bucks and Gronk was third on their tight end depth chart?
He's starting to look good, though.
No, he is.
He's starting to round into form, yes. Starting to
get back in that football shape.
Again, though, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, Gronk, and Gronk looked at the beginning of the season like the third best of those athletes. Like, what is that? Do you realize Kellen Winslow Sr. once upon a time was an unbelievably crazy athletic tight end who's probably 40 pounds lighter than any of these human beings who are, like, to me, I don't understand, honest to God, when I watch the Ravens play football, I'm like, well, all you need to stop is the quarterback who runs around like a running back and that number 89 Andrews. Just don't let him throw it to Andrews. Like, you know this, right? I understand Hollywood. I understand that Hollywood is a dangerous threat in terms of long threat. But I feel like the Ravens' offense is just Lamar running around and Andrews, no one can guard him.
Right. I mean, you know the Cameron Brate play is coming when the Buccaneers get down to the three-yard line. You know it's coming. You can't stop it. Well, he just posts you up.
But yesterday was Gronk.
Yep.
Yesterday wasn't Cameron Brate.
No.
Tight ends used to look like Wesley Walls.
What happened? What, was there a memo that went out somewhere? Did they say, hey, we need everybody to be 50 pounds heavier than they presently are?
It used to be like, oh, this lineman can run. Let's put him at tight end. Now it's like, hey, this quarterback, this power forward, they can catch. Let's put him at tight end.
Back when Marino was the Dolphins quarterback, it was Bruce Hardy. How big do you think that guy was?
Wait a minute, Stu Gatz. Let's go back to the days of Dolphin tight ends like Eric Green.
Okay.
Troy Drayton.
Like, those guys were supremely athletic. Those guys were viewed as Ed Perry.
That's all career, Perry.
Yeah, but now even the Dolphins have one of those. Yeah. Even the Dolphins got this guy who looks like he's running around on pogo sticks.
Secchi?
Yes.
I never get his name right.
It's what people wanted Tebow to do, no? It's what people were suggesting.
He's too small. He's 50 pounds too small. Someone answer my question. I demand it. How do you guard that Waller guy? How?
Bill Belichick took him away.
Of course. He'll take away one guy.
Yeah, that was the one guy.
He didn't have to worry about Carr.
Don Levitard.
Tony, try to explain yourself. Pineapple does not belong on pizza. It's yellow. I know cheese is kind of orangish yellow, but the kind of yellow a pineapple is, nobody wants that on their pizza. It's gross. Explain yourself.
Stugatz.
This is a hill that I am willing to die on. This is a hill that I have put the flag in the ground and said, this is my hill. Nobody can come close. The reason is not the color, Chris. I think that's where you're mistaken. It's the flavor. So what I do is I get a pepperoni and pineapple, and that you get the salty and the sweet flavor together, and it creates an umami desired taste. And that's what I think you're missing, is that you don't like sweet with salty.
Right. I don't drink orange juice with my pizza. I don't drink pineapple juice with my pizza. It's because I'm eating pizza. I'm not here for the fruit.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
I was actually rooting in that game for Prater to miss that extra point. Just because, just go and end in a tie. Yeah. Like, go into overtime and just have the Falcons keep falconing and the Lions keep lioning, and then just end in a tie and everyone goes home. Also saying, like the Falcons did, I'm a loser. I'm just a loser. I don't deserve to win. Let's do funniest thing from the sports weekend.
people. Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend.
Funniest Thing from the Sports Weekend is brought to you by Dell. Dell Technologies advisors listen to your small business needs so they can provide you with tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform. Call today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Mike Ryan, what would you vote for the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
You know how everyone gravitates to Stephen A. Smith's Twitter account after the Cowboys lose? I've been gravitating towards Skip Bayless's because I'll learn things like, oh, he has his garbage can right beneath his microwave. That seems inconvenient. And it's performance art at this point. His acting is so bad that I'm really enjoying it. I want to sort of do this thing where I replicate his videos week to week now.
Stugatz was mentioning during one of the breaks here, he still feels the need to read me the Skip Bayless tweets. So I get this private show during the break where he was giving me his opinion on this tweet during the break.
What did Aaron Rodgers accomplish yesterday? Not much. Next on Undisputed.
He's also, with the hair coloring, I don't know if it's California or what, but he's beginning to have a striking resemblance to my Dominican grandmother, Juana.
Put it on the poll, please, Guillermo. Is Skip Bayless now bearing a striking resemblance to Mike Ryan's Dominican grandmother, Juana?
But no one knows what Juana looks like.
It's not the point. It's not the point.
Did Skip do a can't lose in these shoes today, or did he not do that one today?
Oh, the MJ always? Yeah, MJ forever? No, I'm not sure, because he can't wear them on Sundays because he's often losing.
I would say it's a tired act, but it's still fruitful, I guess, right? Like, it's,
I mean, for him.
Yes.
I mean, it's still profitable.
For him.
Yes.
Yep.
Chris, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Boise State had a punt that was not blocked that went negative 38 yards.
What happened? Was it the weather? What happened?
These college teams have these, like, the wall of dudes that stand right in front of the punter, and the punter kicked it right into one of his dudes, and it ricocheted off his arm and went backwards.
The wall of dudes.
That. Did you see that Texas Tech punt, by the way? It wasn't funny. It was like a 90-yard punt in the air. It was ridiculous.
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, after an uninspiring NFC East matchup twice this weekend, we have the NFC East is now 7-20-1 combined with a negative 184 point differential. They've got two teams that against NFC teams, everybody's in the mix. It's
They've got two wins against non-NFC East teams.
Yeah, I had a stroke there. I'm sorry.
Is what Tony meant to say there, but I don't know exactly what it is that happened. I do know that Chris Cody, instead of feeling for his friend and colleague, is roaring with laughter because it's not him.
I love it when any. Oh God.
Yes.
Oh no.
Karma. Yes. And there's Billy laughing. Billy, you want to go? You want to have at it?
Dan, Penn State has a turnover thank you card that they hold up, I guess, when they get a turnover.
Yeah, that's good. It's tired. Everyone's got one of those now.
I mean, usually you carry those mistakes for days with you. Tony has never had to carry that less than he just did because Chris came.
Yes, Chris has disappeared from the Zoom.
How do you think in like 20 years we're going to look back at this era of college football? Like, you're watching a game on like ESPN Classic or whatever, and there's a turnover, and you see them run to the side and pull out like a turnover guitar or sit on like a turnover throne, and you're like, well, you know, there was this, you know, 5-year span where every team had a prop department where they had to pull out these things whenever they got a turnover.
Yeah. I saw there was a game the other day where it was just a stack of cash. There's just guys on the sideline.
Get out of here.
Yeah, a big stack of cash.
Was that LSU?
It should have been, right? Roy, what do you got here?
During the Rice Middle Tennessee game, the Owls kicked a field goal that ended up hitting the actual field goal 4 times before bouncing into the end zone. And then the Blue Raiders blocked another field goal and went right back down and scored a touchdown to win the game.
4 doinks.
4 doinks. My funniest thing, you're going to have to wait for the post game to get Stugatz's funniest thing. But my funniest thing is the Jets in the second half yesterday had 4 yards.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.